I shouldn't want to listen to you this badly. I have work. I have errands. I have appointments. I find myself working on something around the house. And out of the corner of my eyes, I'll spot them. My headphones are like a silent reminder of what awaits me. No, I tell myself firmly, I have things to do. No time for that. I go back to my task, but no, my mind is distracted. Swallow thickly, shaking my head, but finding myself moving closer and closer until no, I shouldn't. It's the middle of the afternoon. I should be working on, but then again, it's only what, 15 minutes. If I listen, I'll probably end up being more productive, since I won't be so distracted. Before I can even consider what I'm saying, I've crossed the room to grab the headphones. As I move rapidly to my bedroom, my pulse starting to quicken. I close the bedroom door behind me, closing the curtains, pulling back the sheets on the bed. I won't, no. Distractions. I pull off my sweater and pants and crawl into bed, wearing panties and a tank top. I snuggle under the crisp sheets before grabbing my phone from my bedside table. The glow of the screen illuminates my cheeks, already growing pink and warm. My forefinger quivers in anticipation as I bring up the subreddit. WA Gone Wild Audio. Gone Wild is right. It's shown me things I never even knew I was turned on by. Scenarios, positions, like the first audio I ever heard. Sweet boyfriend experience. Asking so nicely. The tender sweetness that radiated through the speakers. That underlying sensuality. I still feel bubbly inside when I think about it. I never expected to enjoy it that much. And then later on, that aggressive narrative audio. That peek into the actor's head as he spoke of fucking his secretary against the wall. I was taken aback at how much he wanted to be that secretary. To feel the frantic need from this rasping voice at the other end of my headphones. Oh god, then that rumble thump. I remember hearing the first whimpered moan of the lightning bolt that went through my body. The slick sound of hand on flesh, the guttural need in that masculine voice as he begged to come inside me. That was hot. But then I found your audio. Your voice. Your voice was like dark honey, rich and oozing with forbidden sweetness. It got under my skin immediately. I couldn't understand this pleasant flush that went through my body. The first sentences you spoke. I don't know if it was the words or just the timbre of your voice. Whatever it was, I went. This is the voice I've been craving. And now, I can see, you've uploaded a new audio. I feel my heart thrumming in anticipation. Already I can see the comments other users have made on it, telling you how they touch themselves to your voice, how sexy you sound, how wet you make them. It's a long one this time. Nearly 30 minutes? I'll have to save it for when I have more time. Oh, but it is on my favorite tags. A secret, vain part of me wonders if you recorded this because you know what those tags do to me. The thought sends pleasant thrill through my body, making my nipples harden tightly under my thin top. Better yet, did you record it thinking of me when you touch your cock and say those words? Are you picturing me? Do picture me spread out beneath you, clutching at your back as you bury yourself between. Or am I at your feet, taking in your cock with an eager swipe of my tongue? Am I the girl next door, hair in a ponytail and smiling as I ride you with my breasts bouncing eagerly each time you thrust? Or am I the vixen, my dark lipstick smeared from our frantic kisses, before you take me from behind roughly against the wall? That's the beauty of this. I can be whatever you want, and you can be whatever I need. So I lay here under my sheet in bed, and I press play on my phone. Your voice falls over me like a warm velvet blanket through my headphones. Unconsciously, my knees have already drifted apart as my fingers find their way under the waistband of my panties. It doesn't take much for me to be ready when your voice invades my ears. My body feels alight as you whisper the filthy things you're doing. When I close my eyes, I can imagine it's me you're slowly undressing, each button being carefully undone. Before long, I'm standing before you, naked. I feel wanton and exposed, and it's making me so fucking wet. I trace my fingers along my damp slit of this image. Oh. Your voice in my ear. You sound so hot. My breathing is getting hitched. It makes me want to slip a finger inside me and... How can you get me this wet with just your voice and some well-placed words? How can a voice make my thighs tremble as I splay my fingers around my clit? How can just your voice make me so aroused? But I guess it's not just the voice, is it? It's the figure I've attached to a voice in my mind. It's him tearing my panties off and filling me with his cock. And yet it's you. Yeah, just like that. Don't stop. Oh, deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh. I reach under my top and start to tease the hardened nipple. Oh, the pleasure heightens as my hand pumps my breast, my other hand. right now, I'm not going to make it to the end of the audio. Your voice is just too much for me today. The dark little laugh, the rough whispers. Oh, I'm already well in desperateness. Oh, how are you so good at this? You sound so natural, so sincere as you talk about how you'd fuck me. Hips are bugging to meet my fingers' tempo. Oh god, I know that if you were here, you'd know exactly what to do, exactly where to touch me, to taste me, exactly what to say. What do you want that? To fuck me? Oh yes, keep talking. Keep saying those few other things. Don't stop. I want to fuck you so badly. I want to wrap my legs around you and pull your hips roughly against mine. I want to feel your warm mouth on my breasts, tasting and nibbling until I'm so wet you can enter me with ease. I'd be able to take all your cock. Would you like that? What do you like that? Can you imagine it? My tight, wet little cunt taking your cock, velvety walls tightening around you as you let go and just fuck me hard. You don't need to be gentle. Just fuck me. Oh yes. More. I need more. Don't stop talking. Don't stop saying those deliciously filthy things. Oh, but please, come with me. Oh. Thank you so much. Never stop.